It is another beautiful Vashon Island Tuesday afternoon, and you're back on Welcome again to Adventures of Recovery. I'm Tom Walston, your host for the next half hour, and I'm truly looking forward to spending 30 minutes with you each and every Tuesday at 1:30 on Voice of Vashon. While we explore the many ways we can recover and move towards a happier life. So when we say recovery, we're talking about, you know, just positive changes we can make in our lives to help us grow emotionally, maybe spiritually, maybe physically, and that can cover a lot of territory. So every week I try to have another interesting resident of Vashon with me here. And I'm lucky enough to have a repeat guest today. And today is kind of a guy's show because we're talking to Kenny Alton. And he's going to be telling us about a program coming up and one of the many, many programs offered here on Vashon for enlightenment. There's so many social services here that I'm just really impressed with all the things that go on Vashon, and I meet more interesting people every day that I'm over here. As you well know, I'm not an islander in the sense of not residing on the island. I live in Tacoma, so I learn something new every time I get off the ferry and step foot in this incredible kind of healing vortex of the state of Washington. So anyway, Kenny is back with us. Good to see you again, Kenny.
Thank you, Tom.
And today we're going to talk about...
Men's Council is what it's the title we use at Journeyman.
And when you say Journeyman, we covered that a couple of weeks ago, but would you mind refreshing our audience a little bit about what Journeyman means and what that's all about?
Yeah, it's an organization on Vashon created by two residents that grew up here, young men, and it's basically the foundation is to use counsel or I think more accurately maybe talking circles in the schools to mentor youth. We started out doing camps and switched over to having... mentorship and counsel in the schools, both all three of the schools here on Vashon, and now we're expanding outwards.
Nice. And it sounds like that's been a very successful program.
Yeah, it has. We've gotten a lot of support from the residents on Vashon, and like I say, it's been moving out to Tacoma as well as Seattle.
So I can understand the value of peer support in... these, I'm going to say kids, even though they're high school.
But it's both, all three schools here. Chautauqua has a council circle, and McMurray and Vashon High School have circles.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and some of the mentors of this group would consist of who?
Well, the format is, what's important about these circles is that we have a variety of age levels. So we usually have one facilitator, which is me, and sort of organize it, decide on the curriculum, what we're going to discuss, what we're going to talk about. And then we have volunteer community members, elders or mentors that come in to, like, help. And one of the great things about my experience with working with Journeyman is we usually, the ratio of adults to youth is I think a ratio that's going to be successful. We like maybe have like 15, some usually starts out with 20, 21 at the McMurray circles, and it usually consistently goes to about 15 kids that are consistently showing up for weekly circles. And we have sometimes two or three mentors plus me to help facilitate the experience for them.
And it's been pretty popular from what I understand.
Yeah. It seems to be a successful. We also, because we run camps as well during the summer. We do a quest, which is I talked about earlier, last time I was here, with which is a Vision Quest format. It's all like rites of passages formats. There's some for like day camps for elementary school kids. We do a camp called Wayfinders, which is for the middle school, and then we just did one called Forge, which is for high school kids. And we also did a camp called Passing the Torch, which was a father-son camp. It's a great experience. I highly recommend it for anybody who wants to connect that way with their son and their father. You know,
I've never really heard of any such program other than, I mean, way back in the day when I was growing up, closest thing we had to that was Boy Scouts.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think maybe the difference is the foundation of emotional healing and, you know, talking, feeling through healing and talking through healing. We also fun, you know, like one of the things I think about what was great about Passing the Torch is that traditionally, father and son or parent and child have been around each other through much of our cultural history. And then all of a sudden, sort of with the industrial age, there's a separation, right? Mm-hmm. The dad goes out, works all day, comes back, and there's a kind of there's a big rift that happens there and that connection. And so one of the beautiful things I think about the Passing the Torch camp was that we were able to like kind of mend that rift, you know, reconnect them with
a deeper connection.
Yeah, deeper connection and certain, you know, exercises and games that play is a great way to find intimacy and connection and so the Passing of the Torch was just amazing. I got to be the dad lead for that, and it was an amazing experience. And each year, wow, I do it, it's an amazing experience.
So you're able to tap into a much deeper source with these kids and tap an area that probably maybe has never been explored before.
Right. And they're overnights, right? You know, we did the last Passing the Torch was two nights. So they had 3 days together, and it's an incredible bonding experience. There's no we sort of like in any kind of rite of passage. There's separation, transformation, and return. Right, that's the intention of that. And so the father son shows up, and we welcome. There's this big welcoming kind of ceremony, and then we do a lot of one of the exercises that we do, one of the rituals is honoring. So the parent honors the child and tries to see the authenticity in them and name it. And the youth gets to experience that and hold that, right? And so it's and that's really what rites of passages are, to help the youth find authentic self.
Well, and just the acknowledgement component of it. I mean, let's face it, dads weren't given a handbook, and this is how you be a father. Mm-hmm. So you're tapping into a source that it's going to probably be quite awkward, but so necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, And you know, one of the kind of the link through all of these is the talking circle, or we call it counsel. You know, counsel comes from, I think, the Latin concilium, which is a meeting or gathering of a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And what we use, like, the kind of indigenous approach, which is talking circles or healing through feeling. And we have a talking piece. So whoever has a talking piece we give our full attention to that person. So in circles, like when you have youth with their fathers and, you know, there's no interrupting. There's no like, we try and do these formats, you know, don't think about what you're going to say, really give your attention. So it gives us this practice of skillful listening and skillful expression, right? You know, be lean with your words, really know and allow to be spontaneous, you know. And so I think I talked about this earlier, is that, you know, we expect youth to be able to listen, and we throw them in schools, and nobody taught us how to listen, right? And so the circle format, or the talking circle, if you have a talking piece, that person, we hold our full attention to them, and it gives this like kind of practice on listening and holding space, which in our culture is, it's just so quick, you know, there's no being present for an extended period of time.
So when you say talking piece, this is an actual physical object or something. When this individual's holding that, they hold, everybody holds their attention to that person and honors that person while they speak their mind.
Usually it's a stick. We've had one, there's one that's been with the organization for, since it started, that there's a story behind it always, but it's a stick that we use. I use it in McMurray. I have a talking piece, and we pass that around, and whoever has that has the council, has the floor, we all focus our attention. We try to be direct, no cross-talking. There's this sort of tradition that got developed with Journeyman where if we have strong agreement, we're not like, and we want to talk. We just tap our hearts and say, I that really moved me, or yes, I agree with you. And so we're still holding focus on the person that's expressing.
Well, you know, it seems like in today's society, we're so caught up in what we're going to say next. And you're right. We've never been taught to actually sit and listen and give our full attention to the person that's trying to communicate something with us.
Yeah.
So fascinating. So now, is Journeyman a prerequisite to the fathers or the dads group that's coming up?
No. The men's council.
The men's council. Yeah, let's slip into that.
Yeah, no, there's no training for this. So this men's council, the way I run it is, I've been doing men's circles or men's gatherings. The first one I went to a Michael Mead retreat, and that was, you know, that was all male retreat, and afterwards, a lot of the men from that would gather and do circles. And so as I was a young man then. And so that was my first experience to men's groups or men's circles.
And Michael Mead is a huge, that's a huge name.
Yeah. He's a resident on Vashon, and he's been working with Youth at Risk as well. He does something in Mendocino, had done some stuff in Mendocino where he would bring in Youth at Risk, and we would all gather and, you know, try and find healing through that approach. And it's always a separation. Like, there's a camp that we're not in. One of my Sufi teachers would say, you know, how to be within the world, but not of the world. Right? We have to be within this world. We don't have to be of that particular format or cultural construct. Right. So usually in our camps, we separate them. There's no technology that they use. So, and even with the men's circle, it's usually a place where we just move away from that world into this world. I do a check-in, which is like, you know, I always ask your name, announce your name, so you know, which is a good thing to do, I think, to just announce that you're here. I'm grounded here. I'm, you know, my name's Kenny. I ask, you know, to do a check-in with how you're feeling, because the emotional content is, I think, so important towards healing. We think we are just to be honest, we use most of our decisions are made from our emotions. We think we're being rational. We think we're being logical.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, there's 10% of our prefrontal cortex that gets used, and think we're being rational. But a lot of it is emotional content. So when we do a check-in, I like to say, you know, how are you feeling? You know, where are you right now? So I know where you're at. I know how to approach you. You know where you're at. You know, if you know, things have been tough, you know, I'm feeling sad, and once we start getting used to having that emotional expression as a kind of a guide or a compass rose, right, you know, like that's my anger's here, my sadness is here, I can start to navigate where I want to go, and that's, I think, one step closer to self-awareness.
So, Kenny, can you define at-risk youth for some of our listeners that might not be familiar with that phrase or that term?
Yeah. Youth at risk are, how do you define that? Well, it's usually people who have been in the, when I was working with Michael Mead, it was, you know, people who have been in gangs, people who have been at risky criminal behavior, youth who have been involved with drugs, stuff that's not going to be like sustainable for them throughout mm-hmm. their lives.
Right? Oh, absolutely. And a lot of this probably stems from what we term as adverse childhood experiences.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And most of that, you know, the kind of to go into the social constructivism of it, you know, our environment affects us, right? And if we're in that environment where, and why I think passing the torch is so important is because, when I was volunteering in Columbia City at Boys and Girls Club, I realized this phrase that came into my head, the need for a father trumps the reality of the father, right? You know, the youth need, boys need a father or a father figure, you know, somebody who's going to, you know, hold examples or be intentional with their connection and to be, and to guide you through this world, right? You know, we need the elders to help learn from their mistakes, from their experience. And that's what's so great about Journeyman. Even in the camps, we have our, you know, leads who are leads with the boys. We usually move them into different groups. But we also have elders from the community. There's an elders council that meets with Journeyman, you know, once a month that, you know, helps guide them in decision making and you know, any kind of troubleshooting that's happening or we need and that's how we ran our lives for thousands and thousands of years. There was no separation of youth and elders, right? And sort of I love, you know me, I love rock music. We just started talking about music before this. But there's this thing, this rebellious thing that happened where during that era of like separation of youth and elders. And that means that youth are trying to initiate each other, right? And that just doesn't work, right? And they don't, you know, we start to look to their peers to help guide us. And at that age, we don't really know. And so how do you take advantage of this wisdom that can you know, help us through the as in a Buddhist sense, the trauma of everyday life.
And I think it also gives a lot of us an opportunity to understand the value of family of choice versus family of origin.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, some of our adverse childhood experiences come from the environment or the culture or the tribe, if you will. That we were raised in, which oftentimes there's a certain amount of dysfunction.
Right.
But to that child or to that boy or to that individual, that's their norm. So until they get into an experience such as Journeyman, they find out that different experiences and different customs are offered in different families. And they've never seen, I mean, it's kind of like a book one of my therapists wrote called The Opposite of Everything is True. If what's true to you is a dysfunctional family where there's alcohol involved and this and that, well, that's your norm. But it doesn't have to be.
Right. And I think, you know, there's an umbrella organization over within Journeyman. It's called One Village. And the concept is like, you know, the nuclear family gives a kind of mono perception of something. You know, if the child doesn't identify with whatever the parents are doing, if you have a village, then you go, oh, okay, well, that person, that's much more of a mirror to my psyche or soul, right? And so to have that diversity, that I think that's what's so important about Journeyman is that when we do these camps, we have a diverse age level. We have, especially with Wayfinders, we have kids who have gone through the camps in the past years or kids who have gone through Journeyman in the past years who might be high schoolers who can help, you know, be kind of like a systems consultant in the whole
thing. Big brother,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they might, you know, like, and have that diversity, you know, like, you know, not everybody's a musician. So, you know, or there's some who are musicians who might identify with me, or there's some who are really into sports who might identify with another lead or another a mentor or another elder.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. We've come to the time where we need to find out how one gets involved.
Yeah, well, the Men's Council is going to start on October 22nd, and it'll go to January 21st. It'll meet once a week. It'll be on a Tuesday, and for 2 hours. I think 6:30 to 8:30 is usually when it runs. And that'll be about mostly dealing with men's issues, you know, the way I run my circles is emotions and stories. Like, I usually tell a story. I usually have them tell their story, which, you know, what's the story? And then what's the story behind the story? Right.
Mm, okay. And is this just for the father? Or
this is just, for, you don't have to, there's not, the father is not a prerequisite for it. It's basically a men's council or a talking circle, men's talking circle.
But not for the child?
No, just, yeah,
gotcha.
Adults.
Okay.
So we do have programs for youth, but those are usually done in the schools. This will be on an evening once a week for adult males.
How do they sign up?
Journeyman.us, and you would go to experiences, I believe, and then you look down and there'll be like men's council.
Journeyman.us for more information and how to get involved and to find out more information about the entire format and program.
Yeah.
Of how, and the story of how this all started. I know Kenny's really been connected with this for quite some time. And you talk about he's really connected on the island, not to mention other aspects of your life, including music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm a musician as well.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that. We're going to get into, well, I just wanted to, it's a kind of a lead in for our Voice of Vashon annual fundraiser, which I think you're going to be a part of.
I will be a part of that. Yeah, I've been so busy lately, and I was playing with a couple of guys, a band called Tiger Tea, and I've been a musician in Seattle and just pretty much been playing my whole life. But I got caught up in so much stuff, like Journeyman, and I, you know, was running groups at O-Space or Orbit. I'm going to be singing for this fundraiser, I think a song to... I actually really don't know. You'll probably know more than I do. But I did. My commitment this year is to start doing more music and, you know, self-care. That's my self-care.
That is, that's music is so healing anyway.
It is. Yeah.
Not just listening to it, but able to perform it for other people and write music.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of what we're beating around the bush about is that coming up, and do you believe it's October already? My gosh. I mean, fall is my favorite time of year, I think, actually, but and the colors changing and so much change around. But coming up on the 15th of October, Voice of Vashon is holding its annual fundraiser, and it's going to be our 25th birthday bash. Woo-woo! So the Voice is the name of the event we have coming up, and it's going to be a singing competition. And we've got some amazing contestants and some youth voices, too. And Kenny's going to be performing as well. That's October 15th, once again. And it's going to be at our famous Vashon Theater. Doors are going to open at 7 p.m. Show is going to start at 7:30 p.m. Once again, that's October 15th. And we've got an opening act of Isaac Slade, former frontman for The Fray. And, of course, he also has the record shop right here in Vashon. So it's going to be celebrity judges. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And to get some more information on this, just go to our incredible website. And it's also an app for your phone. It's just called Voice of Vashon. In fact, I'm going to put a little plug out there that if you just download or upload the Voice of Vashon app on your phone, you can actually archive, you can listen to any archive of any of our shows that are here, and most of which are either live or automated. And there's some really great talent that produces their own shows here at Voice of Vashon. And so it's Voice of Vashon. And the other way to do it online is just voiceofvashon.org. Okay? So what other closing comments might you have, Kenny? It's you're the first person we've had here twice on Voice of Vashon and at Adventures in Recovery. And I've only been, I think this is my seventh or eighth show as all. So I'm still learning as we go along, and I'm always looking for new and exciting people to interview because, as I mentioned before, there's so much talent here on the island that it'll be a long time before I run out of guests to have.
Well, just to do another plug, I'll be playing this Saturday, October 5th, at the Cider Fest, which will be at the Village Green, Lodges at the Village Green at the Lodges. I'm going to be, there's going to be a lot of music. I know I'm playing from 2 to 3:30, and a high school band is going to be playing. The Vacancy is going to be playing afterwards from 3:30 to 5. So, and my daughter will do a song with me as well. So trying to keep the diversity of age, and should be fun, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got so many people on the island here that include different generations. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the events, I'm so impressed with the Strawberry Fest, how they bring in the youth talent that we had right here next to the theater, the band concert of all youth bands, and I heard that was a great success. And, God, they're just so much going on here. I wish I got to have to start spending some nights over here because Kenny and I both have connections with Vashon Youth and Family Services. And when I get finished with my clients there in the afternoon, I'm usually on the next ferry home, and I'm really finding out that I'm missing out on a lot here on the island by not sticking around for after dark. And it's not just all adult events either.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for, you know, adults and youth. My daughter played the last First Friday with her violin, busking, which was amazing, and selling her clay stuff, is what she calls it.
First Friday. Tell everybody what that is.
Well, First Friday is a gathering here downtown with art galleries and music. And I think it starts around 6 o'clock, and they close down the streets. It's a great experience. We have each venue has music, each gallery. People start to, you know, whatever's happening in the galleries or art openings. There's music on the streets. People are around busking. Food, great food on the streets. It's a great community experience. I highly recommend it.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And I think I'm going to be over here this Friday night to experience it. And there's also another art show at Dove. And pretty much everybody knows where Dove is, right behind the coffee drive-through down here. And there's going to be some incredible artwork on display by some of the clients from Dove. And so check that out. And for up-and-coming local listings, you can always check on the Voice of Vashon website. The two different newspapers here. One is the Islander or something.
Yeah. And then The Loop. And then there's Vashon Events. It's a great way to find out what's happening on the island.
Perfect.
It's vashonevents.org, I think. I don't know. But yeah, it's a great way to hear what's happening.
Well, this is a great place. Let's help keep Vashon weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, thanks again, Kenny. I really appreciate your energy and everything you bring to the island. And once again, Tom Walston, your host, loving Vashon. And join us again, would you, next Tuesday, every Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon. For now, we'll see you next week.